Okay, good morning. Masechet Me'ilah Daf Yud Bet. And we start at the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Bet here, the Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah yesterday, we have to go as quickly go over the Mishnah again. So we said, Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi V'HaMenorah Lo Ne'anin V'lo Mo'alin. So the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's the golden Mizbeach inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, inside the Kodesh, right? And the menorah, which they would clean out all the time, on the ashes from there, you wouldn't get no nehin. In other words, lechatchila, you shouldn't get hana'a. But if you do get hana'a, there's no me'ilah. On the other hand, the Mishnah then says, ha'magdish dishun betchila, mu'alin ba. If someone does magdish the dishun, so a kohen takes the dishun, and like Rashi said, we saw you say the Mishnah, that it's impossible not to have any of the something left over, even after they cleaned out the mizbeach or the menorah. And then he himself is magdish it. So then, if it's magdish it, then it would be me'ilah. Then the next halacha was Torin Shveg Yuzmanan. So now we know that a Torah has to be over a year old. And a B'nai Yonah are less than a year old, right? So if you magdish, if you buy Torin that haven't yet reached their age, or B'nai Yonah that have passed their age, basically they aren't drove to the Mizbeach, and therefore, Lo Nehenin, you shouldn't glachatchila do Hana'a, but nonetheless there is no Me'ilah. Okay, the Gemara will speak about that in a moment. Okay, so now the Gemara is like a speech from a Mizbeach. Achitzon dichtiv bei v'samu eitzel hamizbeach. So we understand where there is me'ilah, right? Because we saw yesterday already that the mizbeach achitzon, we said that there is me'ilah in Trumna Deshen, right? Mm-hmm. We said that, correct? The Gemara says, "Yeah, Bishlom et Trumna Mizbeach Chitzon Kitibei Dede Mo'alin Bo." Right? We know that Rashi adds in here. Rashi's got a different gear, so that suddenly was stumped me. I was wondering what that was. Sorry, my mind. I was looking for the Rashi. If you look at Rashi, the Dibur Amatkin of Rashi here on Amud Bet Still Yud Aleph, so it says, "Bishlom et Trumna Mizbeach Chitzon Kitibei Dede De Mo'alin Bo." You see that? In our Gemara, that's missing. In our Gemara, it just says, "Bishlom Mizbeach Chitzon Dichtivei." Rashi says, "Bichtivei Behedya De Mo'alin Bo." דכתיב בסמו, right? לפיכך טעון גניזה, שהיה נבלע במקומו כדי שלא ימעלו בו. Right? So there we know מפורש that there is מעילה. אלא מזבח החיצון, right? דכתיב בי, מזבח החיצון, דכתיב בי, מזבח. אבל אלא מזבח הפנימי, that's what we have, that's right. אלא מזבח הפנימי, right? And really, Rashi's got a slightly different Deborah Michael, yeah? אלא דישון מזבח הפנימי, and then he says, "Minalan chaya menicho etz mizbeach hachitzon, v'sheyu mo'alin bo la'achar sheba im trumat hadeshen." We said in the Mishnah, "Dishon mizbeach apnimi anor lo nehenin v'lo mo'alin." Okay, now the Gemara says, "Dishon mizbeach hachitzon." We know where we get, but the mizbeach apnimi. Where do we know that there is me'ilah? Where there is me'ilah? Amar Rabbi Elezer, Amar Kra, v'hesir et morato benotzata. Now, watch. Follow this line of learning here for a second.
So like the question is not whether it's
Mila,
how do we know that they put it in the same spot?
Right, it's got to do with Mila, because unless I misunderstood it, but we'll see in a second that the Gemara now is looking for a makor that you brought the Efer from the Mizbeach HaPnimi to the place where you put the Trumat HaDeshen. Right, the fact that you brought it there seems to imply that there is me'ilah. I think, otherwise, why do we bring it there? The fact that we brought the Trumat HaDeshen there told us that there was me'ilah for Trumat HaDeshen because we put it in a certain place and it would get thrown into the ground. It was kadosh, therefore, it used it as me'ilah. So there seems to be an understanding now. I think that there's me'ilah on that as well, but I could be confused. Let's just follow the line. You'll see Rashi helps us with a question. It says like this. V'esir el makom ha'deshen, right? So in other words, v'samu et ha'mizbeach. He says, but mizbeach ha'pnimi, where do we know that the mizbeach ha'pnimi stuff we also put there? And I understood it, that if we're putting it there as well, it would be me'ilah. If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, he explains the question, right? It says, el mizbeach ha'pnimi minayin dehavele avid dishun klal. Where do we know at all that there was dishun bichlal, that you did dishun to these things? V'shehaya menicho etz mizbeach ha'chitzon. Now, I understood if you're putting it there, then it would be right there was me'ilah, even though the Mishnah says that there isn't me'ilah.
Rashi says it.
Right? If you look at the Rashi there, in addition to Mizbeach Avnim Minalan, Shaya Menichot Mizbeach HaChitzon, Veshehu Mo'alin Bo, Lachar Sheba Im Shmona Deshe. Right, exactly, that's right. That's understood. So, what?
After the ashes are placed in the proper spot.
No, what's the proper spot? Next to the Mizbeach. And why are we worrying about that? Because since the Mizbeach HaChitzon, we put it there, and that was the reason why there was Me'ilah, because it had to go into its special place. We're saying as well that the Trumat Mizbeach, Apnimi, and the Menorah, you also put it in the same place. So you put it in the same place, it seems to imply that there is Me'ilah. And in fact, Rashi writes it, like Ara pointed out. In my mind, I knew, I just couldn't find the wording of this, I couldn't find the actual words there, but now it's all fitting together. You look at their first Rashi, it says, Ad additional Mizbeach HaPnimi Na'alan, Shaya menicho etzel mizbeach achit, so that you put it in the same place. V'sheyehu mo'alin bo, and you would have me'ilah. La'achar, why would you have me'ilah? La'achar she'bayim Shemana Deshen, because you're putting it in the same place as Shemana Deshen. Shemana Deshen, you've got me'ilah. Therefore, this goes in the same place as Shemana Deshen. Why is it going there? You also got me'ilah. That's the question. All right. So we got the question. Okay. So he says, so that's what the Gemara says. We understand mizbeach achit, so because it says v'samo. But where do we know the Makor for Mizbeach HaPnimi? So the Gemara brings it's a very different type of answer. We've seen the concept, but the actual psukim are a bit strange. Amar Abedeza, Amar Kra. Where do we know it from? We've got a pasuk, which says like this, Vesir et murato benotzata. This is talking about now, when you put the bird there and you separate the murah, there was a crop, right? What was the murah? Was the crop, right. Correct?
Correct.
The crop of his feathers. Right, it says, Vehisir et murato benotzata, Vehishlich ota etzla mizbeach kaidma, and you put it onto the front of the mizbeach, El makom hadeshen. So look what the Gemara says. Im eino inyan le mizbeach achitzon, we don't need this, doesn't even be achitzon, because we already know about mizbeach achitzon, Vesamo etzla mizbeach. So what's this going on over here? And we don't need this pasuk to get into mizbeach achitzon. Tenehu inyan mizbeach apnimi. So you know we've got this klal over here of this concept of putting something el makom hadeshen. We don't need for mizbeach achitzon, therefore it's mizbeach apnimi. Look at Rashi. He said morato benotzata el makom hadeshen.
But
where you put the morato of the nitzah? Not on the makom hadeshen, on the mizbeach. And then from there you're going to take it all off to the makom hadeshen, the ashes. But the stage is so what look for the rush. So I said, I started by already giving in my mind a disclaimer here, right? That it's a little bit not conventional. Look at Rashi here. Im eino inyan lemichtav al makom hadeshen ledishon mizbeach achitzon dahaketiv bei deshen acher. We already learned about deshen. We don't need a pasuk for mizbeach achitzon. We already got it. Dichtiv verimet hadeshen. We learned there. Take the deshen. We've got that. Tenayu inyan hai. What are we going to learn for this? El makom adeshen. What does it mean, el makom adeshen? Le dishun mizbeach apnimi v'amenora. You didn't tell us that. You put in the place where you put the deshen, the pnimi, and the menorah. Shesham haya mekomo. And the mu'alin bo. You put it there in that place, and there's me'ilah. Betrumat Hadeshen Mizbeach HaChitzon Hamunach Sham, just like Mizbeach Hadeshen of the Trumat Hadeshen of Mizbeach HaChitzon. So we've got this other pasuk which speaks about something else which you do Dishun with. Completely, right? So the Gemara, what? Karen.
This is not the point of the talking about birds here. So that it says next to the altar to the east. What additional information is added by the words to the place of the ashes? We must say that rather than
in accordance. So I said, we've already learned about the ashes. Right.
And the concept is
just Okay, so okay,
example,
but okay, so that
the first instruction is found to be the subject of instruction.
Okay, so that I didn't see that any of the makrof that I wrote over there. Look at Gibran Gershwin. You know, in Yad Lemichtav El Makom Adeshin Achadi Acholim Emar Vishlichotah Etzlom Hezbeach Ubahachi Sagir the Yadin and the Hainu Makom. He's already know about the Makom of the Deshin. So therefore, to now in Yan Hai El Makom Adeshin the Dishon Shuizbeach Apnim Vishesham Yimakom. Okay, I don't know where he gets that idea from about the Madvid and Lamed. I'm not going to argue, it's a nice idea, but it's not in Rashi or in Gibran Gershwin. But okay, my bottom line is we've got a pasuk here which is completely unnecessary. We talks about Dishon. And if it's totally unnecessary, let's use it for what we're looking for. Because about that we learned. So let's find it for something else. That's the basic meaning of the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, wait a second. Amy Ediva Edim is Bachitzon Villa Kiboah Lo Makum. He says, no, maybe it's not redundant. Maybe we do need that pasuk, which is just about the dishun of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And really what it's coming to teach us is that there's a special place. There's a set place for all these things. The Gemara says that's not necessary. Why? Because Im Kain, Leim Akra, Eitzel. Right? Look at Rashi over here. It says, Im Kain, well, look at Rashi. Eima Ediva Edi, Kra B'dishun Mizbeach HaChitzon. Are we talking about the Vahad, the Shana, La, Vakatu, V'ishtich? Now the pasuk that the Torah repeated itself and wrote again, nonetheless, is G'dari Bolo Makom, She'tehei HaShlachat Morata Of, Eitzel Mizbeach Kedma. Dafka in the front or in the eastern part of this bach. Therefore, Vakatlu Adilan. So we still haven't got an answer. If we say we need this pasuk, then what's the problem? Vakatlu Adilan. Amai Mualim, but Yishum is Bach HaPnimi. We still haven't got a makor for anything to do with the Dishun HaPnimi or the Bach HaPnimi, because we now say this pasuk is necessary for whatever reason. Because I'm not sure I'm saying clear why we need it in here. The Halokati by Dishun Klau. We still haven't got a pasuk that references Dishun with regards to Mizbeach HaPnimi with menorah. The Hadichti by Dishno et HaMizbeach, Hu Beshat Masaot Kamai. We've got another pasuk Rashi says, which speaks about Dishno et HaMizbeach, which remembers the Yodana pasuk. You know, that pasuk was only related to the time they were in the desert, not during the, after they came to Yitzchak, therefore we can't use that pasuk. So he says, no, it isn't the case, because Im Kain, look at Rashi, Im Kain Kedah Amarti, it's like what you're going to tell me, that if Boilo Makom Hudaati, the reason why it came is to set a place for it, Im Kain, the pasuk would just have then said, Lei Makra, Bishlicho To Eitzla Mizbeach Kedma. Why do I have to say, Bishlicho To Eitzla Mizbeach Kedma El Makom Adeshen? If we want to find the place of the Mizbeach, then talk about the Mizbeach. Why mention the Makom Adeshen? But too long, stop there. We would have known any other Makom Adeshen. Why? The Alif Eitzel Eitzel, with Xerah Shavu of Eitzel Eitzel. Mivasamo Eitzel Mizbeach. Because they would have said over here, we could have learned Vishlichoto Eitzel Mizbeach. We've got the Pasuk Vasamo Eitzel Mizbeach, the previous Pasuk. We could learn Eitzel Eitzel. Where's it go? Makom Adeshen. So we don't have to waste words if the words in this Pasuk here of Makom Adeshen were to tell us the place. And Rashi says, we could have thought it was talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzon, but since it said the words Deshen, like we saw now, it's coming dafter to us about another Deshen. If we know anything for that, look for something else. And since it's written edition, the Haggadah Bach adds in the Shulchan Aruch Kubetz, those two editions, Disho Dino Kebetrumat Adeshen, Hashem Mizbeach HaChitzon, Mo'alin Ba. So we conclude that there is Me'ila. Okay, that's the good word to say. Imkain, Lamakra Etzel, Mahadeshen, Dafudu Mizbeach HaPnimi, right? We have got Me'ila. Look at the Shulchan Aruch Kubetz there on Gimel. Says Apnimi Ashkechen. So now the Gemara says, okay, Ashkechen Mizbeach Apnimi, but Menorah bin Alan. The passage is from the word that says Deshen. Could have just said Makom Deshen. It says Makom HaDeshen. Tells us the Menorah as well. So if we look back now, and that's why I'll be honest with you, it threw me out completely, because the Mishnah says Dishun Mizbeach Apnimi HaMenorah Lo Nehenin VeLo Moalin. And then they spent the last 10 minutes proving that there is Me'ila. Okay, so you could say it's the Rabbanah, not the writer. But then if not inside the Mizbeach, we see inside the Beit HaMikdash, there's no Rabbanah. And it's clearly inside the Beit HaMikdash. Then we said yesterday, there's no Gzeira of Rabbanah inside the Beit HaMikdash. So, I don't know.
There is Me'ila, but you don't have correct. Or...
Well, where do you see? That's a beautiful idea. If you make it, write your own version of the Tosefta there. Call it Tosefta.
Brings out as well.
And look at Rashi, in the Mishnah. It says there in the Mishnah, "Apinu v'Nora Deshet Shleim Hayam Motir Minechot Mizbeach HaChitzon Makom Shayu Munach."
The Torah doesn't say anything about Me'ila. It's just talking about the location.
But Rashi's throwing in completely.
That's Rashi. Okay.
Why derive benefit from
it? Torah looks like a simple.
So you're saying that Rashi's adding the Me'ila here that the Gemara is discussing. So what do you mean that pasuk for? So that's the place.
Yeah.
So you say that there's a place. Okay, so that's interesting. But then how does Rashi learn that the fact that the Mishnah said...
Rashi.
So me, Akash is on Rashi. You know, it's not Rashi. Everybody Gershom, Israel and Gershom though. And he's pretty much the same. Seems to... What's the halacha? Ein Me'ila.
For the panimi.
The outer, yes.
Yeah, okay, but the Gresk was discussing the panimi there.
It just says, panimi goes...
And we said the Ismaila. They were Shema Amina. Okay, very good. Let's carry on. Okay. New Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah, you need to learn the Shulam HaKubetz, it brings the beginning of the Mishnah in Ot Dalet. So Mishnah starts like this. Torin shelo higiez manan. So now, like so in the previous Mishnah, right? A Torah that isn't yet old enough to be brought as a Torah. Or a Bnei Yona, or turtle doves, she'avar zmanan, which are already too old, lo nehenin velo mo'alin. Okay, that we saw that in the Mishnah. That's really what we saw in the Mishnah. Yeah? So basically what the Gemara, what Shulam HaKubetz is saying is that this is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. Okay? So in other words, the Mishnah goes, and now our Mishnah picks up over here. This is the Seifa of the original Mishnah and says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Torin shelo gius banan mo'alin bahim. He says, no, a Torah that hasn't yet what?
The opposite.
He contradicts. He's a machloket on Rabbi Shimon's cholek on Tanakama. Right. Rabbi Shimon Omer Torin shlo higir zmanan moalin bahen b'nei Yonah shavar zmanan lo nehenin velo moalin bahen. So he agrees with Tanakama with regards to the b'nei Yonah. He's cholek on Tanakama with regards to the Torah. Why? We can understand the logic. The Torah will one day get to be a year old. The moment the Torah is 6 months old, you're going to bring it as a korban when it's over a year old. If you wait 6 months, it'll become a year old. Right, so really, what we've got a concept here, we've got a concept like that. What's that concept we learned in halacha? It's called mechu sar zman. Exactly. It's mechu sar zman. Okay, so mechu sar zman. We know mechu sar zman like with the animal who's less than 8 days old. They say, for example, but so really, it's just a long mechu sar zman. We'll see. The Mishnah will parallel to that. Okay, I want to try and finish in time to drum and psychically. Okay. So Bishlam Rabbi Shimon, the most likely to understand Rabbi Shimon Kiriktani time. Rabbi Shimon's got his reason, right? Why does Rabbi Shimon say that it will be Jehai Rabbi Shimon Omer? Kora Rau Lavo Lacharzman. Should answer that Lacharzman. Harei Hu Belot Hasev Ein Bo Karet. So anything which is Raui to come after its man, right? In other words, you will be in. It will become Raui if you do it now. If you use it now, you're over on a love. Ein Bo Karet. So it's not Meila, but it's a love. There's no Karet. So now, if you look, Rashi now throws us into like a bit of a, what do you call it, like a leap of, like a, not leap of faith, but like a, some sort of like leap of idea, and explains the parallel. Look at Rashi, what's the parallel? Bishlom Rabbi Shimon demachayev me'ila b'shelo higiez manan. How do I understand Rabbi Shimon? Kiriktani time, he's got a beperik otov et beno in chulin. Right, it is chulin, right? Remember, there was the din there of that asu to shecht otobe benon on the same day. Now that's with regard to two chulin animals. If you shecht them on the same day, but what about korbanot? Can you shecht the mother and its child on the same day? The issue of kochim as well. So asu to do kochim as well in the mizbech in the banamish on the same day. What happens if you did it with korbanot that were kochim, but you shechted them bachutz? Now we've got a double whammy, right? Because it's kochim that are shechted b'chutz, which is esur, and it's tovet beno. Okay? Now, the child is really a mechus hazman. Why? Because if you today you can't shecht the child because it's a tovet beno. But can you shecht the child tomorrow? Can you bring it as a korban? Yes. Because tomorrow it's mutar. I mean, today you can't. So really, the korban, as far as a korban is concerned, once you've shechted the mother, the child becomes a korban mechutz hazman. Correct? With me? Because you can bring it tomorrow. Okay, so that's the pair. Look at Rashi, yeah? So Rabbi Shimon Omer, ha-shochet oto ve'et beno kochim b'chutz. So you shecht the two korbanot outside. Sheini harehu belo tase. The second one is a belo tase. Right? Ve'ein bo karet. Why is it no karet over here? As a korban b'chutz. We're talking about the kochim b'chutz now, no karet. Sheini Rabbi Shimon Omer, which is the child, right? Kegon ze shehu ra'ui lishachet the machar bifnim. You could have bought the second one as a korban inside. V'shachato b'chutz harei ze over belo taseh ve'ein bo karet. There's no karet. Nefi she'enu mitkabel bifnim. nonetheless, it wouldn't have been able to be brought as a korban inside. Why is it? Is it not karet? Because the fact that it was a kochim, you couldn't have done it today inside. So even though it was a kochim, if you brought it inside there, it would have been a kasher korban. So therefore, there's no karet. It's only a lav. Right? The isur otov benoheg nami bekochim. Vahani torim nami. So the same concept of these birds. Shehigdish. Shehigdishan korin zvanan. Morning. But you were magnificent before the time. Hoyel v'yihi yuratsu ru'uin l'achar mikan. Hashnami itpahu me'ila. There's me'ila, but it's a lav, it's not a karet. Okay, same sort of parallel. The birds, they couldn't be in a few months' time, you're able to bring them. You can't bring them yet as a korban, right? So, getting so now, in fact, if you could have brought them, you get now from it now, you're over in a love. So, it would be sort of like a me'ilah without a karet. Or maybe even me'ilah, maybe he'd say the parallel there in the kochin, there wouldn't be a karet. Here, there would be a fully fledged. That's why I said there's a bit of like a mind step jump up here in the parallel. So when the stand Rabbi Shimon, who says that there is me'ilah, because Ra'u lavo l'achar zman, l'rabbanan, ma'ashtam im'chus hazman. Why do Rabbanan make a distinction and say no? In m'chus hazman, we'd say yes, it's over in a lav. Here, we'd say that you aren't, there's lo neheni v'lo mo'alim, there's nothing, right? So Amrei, so what do they say about Midrash? There's an answer. M'chus hazman, now this, I'm not 100% sure that I got this right. It's like mechus hazman. What's mechus hazman? Midi dehave abal mum, the bar pigeon who. There are two things that are taking place here. Well, this korban, when we spoke about mechus hazman of the animal, it's the animal you can bring tomorrow, right? It's called mechus hazman. An animal, if it's got a mum, you can redeem it. The only time you can redeem kochim with the animal has got a mum. Remember that? Kochim, the only time you can redeem has got a mum. A bird, has got a mum. Does it pass all the bird? No. Remember, a bird with a regular mum is not pasul. Only chaser ever. Now, there's a machloket rishonim where the chaser ever, missing a limb on a bird, is really an extension of a mum, or if it's a separate issur altogether. It appears that it's a separate issur altogether, and there's no concept of mum with a bird. Okay? So we can't use ever as our argument over here, because without the picture. It says like this. He says, "It's Amr mechus hazman midav abal mum." And mechus hazman, since what's mechus hazman? We're talking about an animal where there's a bal mum, and a bal mum the bar pigeon who aval harani ofot. But birds come under ain mum posel be ofot ain of a pigeon. Since birds can't become posel with the mum, there's no way to do pigeon with a bird. And now he says like this. And if there's no way to do pigeon on a bird, the concept of mechus hazman is a paradigm that applies only to animals which can have pigeon. Animals can have pigeon of Or animals, not birds. Birds can't have pigeons. Birds can't have pigeons. There's no concept of mechus hazman to birds, as far as Chachamim are concerned. That's the answer. As wild as it sounds. Look at Rashi over here. Amrei. Lord, I'm mechus hazman to behemoth, and mechus hazman to offer. They aren't the same. Why? The higher time, the mechus hazman to behemoth, mechode kadosh. Why does a mechus hazman with an animal work that is kadosh? I mean, how they are baal mum to behemoth, the bar pigeon. Because it appears that they go together. The baal mum with the behemoth can have pigeon. Look at Rashi, Shilu Mekubetzet Zudzayin, Keditnan kola kochim shekadam mumman lahakdishan nifdin. An animal which has got a mum, right? Before you it was magdish, you can redeem it. The migo, now back in the Rashi, the migo de chashiva de itba kedusha keshi balat mum. Since there is such a concept, is a bit of kedusha while it's a balat mum, itba kedusha nami afilu keshihi mechuses man. An animal that has got a mum, has got Kedusha, that you have to redeem it. If it never had Kedusha, you have to redeem it. It would just be go free, right? Just go out of Kedusha. The fact you've got to redeem it means there is Kedusha. Saying a Kedusha, the Balat Mum, the fact that an animal can have Kedusha, the Balat Mum, means it can also have Kedusha when it's Mechusa's man. So the Korban concept, there is Mechusa's man. Aval ofot de leikel le meimar bahu hai migo. But since we can't apply this migo of pigeon and Baal Mum, because there's no pigeon in a bird offering, we never have to redeem it. The Baal Mum concept doesn't apply even, right? Hoyel ve'ein hamum posel ba'ofot. Since the mum doesn't posel ba'ofot, there ain't temut ve'zachut ba'ofot. There's no masculine and shalem. Ve'ein ofot pigeon. There's no pigeon. Hachinami leit bu kedusha ve'mechus hazman de'of. It's almost like an afuch ala afuch. We say because there's no pigeon in an animal. Someone please give me a tissue. Because there's no pigeon. That's good. Because there's no pigeon. Yeah, I've got it. It's fine, I've got it. Because there's no pigeon, there's no kedusha which needs pigeon. So therefore, mechusa doesn't apply either. So Chachamim said there's no pidyon, there's no bechusosla. We would have thought there's more chamur, right? That because the off can't have pidyon, and the kedusha stays. But he's saying no. This notion of an animal which has still got kedusha, even though it's got a mum, is like mechusas man, which is like a type of a mum, but there's still kedusha. And therefore, in an animal you have mechusas man, in a bird there's no mechusas man. So a Torah that hasn't yet reached its age, it's got mechusas man, there's no kedusha whatsoever, and therefore you aren't mo'alim by him. That's how Chachamim answer. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, new halachah. Is that clear, by the way? Right? Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kodshim shemeitu. Now, korban shemeitu yatsu midai me'ila davar Torah. He says the animal dies, no longer me'ila. Right? He says he had davar Torah. The law kacha, Rashi says, yeah, the law kacha, Hashem, the on called kacha Hashem, the law chazu legavoa, kdusha damim nami leipa, there's not even monetary value. The ain't pointing at me, et hakochim lahachilam leklavim. The animal, a kochim that dies, you can't redeem it now and give it to the dogs. There's no monetary value, there's no kacha damim, and it's no longer used for things. Yati ulu vakama lahashmaita, it's ulu written over the shmaita. Ulu vatana rabbi yochana. Samale, Rav Chizda leula, Rav Chizda says to ulu, adin the leula, right? Man shamalach vil rabbi yochanan rabach, where do you get this from? This halacha, the chi kedusha shebahen laheichan halcha. So where did the kedusha go? So the animal died. It was a korban. There's no longer meila devar Torah. There's no kedusha devar Torah. Where did the kedusha go? What happened to the kedusha? Right. So I understand. So Amalei. So now, so Ula says to Rav Chizda, right? V'tikshi manitin. If you got a problem, ask the kasha the manitin. Torin shlo higiyaz manan. A bird, a toy hasn't reached the age of Yura Shabrazman, and turtles that passed the age, lo nehenin velo mualin. So, bahen, right? The shit says, the hachanami, you can say the same thing. Name kedusha ben lahechan halcha, the b'nei yona, right, which have passed the age. They were kosher animals up until 3 days ago. Suddenly they became more than a year old. Now longer there's no meila. Where did their kedusha go to? Same question. It just vanished. Right? So, aval. The Shita says it was Aval, Amale, right? Seems that Rav Chizda says to Ula, right? So Amale, I think it's Rav Chizda to Ula, right? Is it not? What did that say? I'm listening to myself, right? It says to Ula, right? To Ula. Amale says to Ula, Mordine lach, he says, nonetheless, agree with Mordine lach, de ikka me'ile midrabanan. That there's nonetheless here, there is me'ile derabanan, right? Even though we're going to argue that the Kedusha might have gone, but there is, however, Meila Rabbanan, he says like this. Look here, Vekashia li, and now Ula says, Rav Chizda says, I've got a problem, right? Vekashia li, mi ikamidi. Is there such a thing? The mi ikara lo it by meila, ula vesof it by meila, right? Because now there was a meila to begin with, but now I'm telling you that at the end of the day, agree with me that is ikamidi Rabbanan. So now the Gemara sort of is startled by that question. Look at Rashi. You have a kashali at Torin, on the Tor, right? Because the Tor, we're saying, there was a middle to begin with, because it wasn't yet the age. Look at Rashi. Torin, the Rav Chizda, the Amar, v'chi kedusha v'hen laheichan halcha. Where did the kedusha go to? The mashma de sfirlei, the itbeu kedusha. That there was kedusha. Umi kamini de mikare late by me'ila klal. We said in the Mishnah that the Chachamim said there was no me'ila klal on a Tor that hadn't yet reached its age. Now suddenly we're coming along and saying at the end there is Midrash Rabbana. Right? You got it? Is it clear? What are we talking about? So it says, I amarat bishlom ha'echid ha'ave bay me'ila mi'kari midoraita. You tell me, we understand the concept with what the me'ila midoraita kagon ha'ne kochim shemaitu, the animals that died. Before they died, it was proper me'ila midoraita. To eat bay me'hu me'ila midoraita. And then we can understand that when they died, it's like, you know what, there is at least Rabbanan. That would make sense, Shapir. Aval betorim with a tor, shelohi gears man de b'shat heg. That when you were magishit, there wasn't yet good for a korban. We said there's no meila whatsoever. Lo have bo meila bichlal midoraita. De lo chazu bekoshe the word yet ra'ui. Mi amina de havet bo meila midrabana b'sof. So Rabbi Chizda asks his own question. He's got to catch his own question because really he's saying, at least agree with me that on these torim, there's the rabbanan isu de rabbanan. But it's a problem. Because how can it be when they were alive, when they were 6 months old or 7 months old, there was no meila at all? And now they're suddenly the right age. You're going to tell me now that there's Mila Dorabana. There was a Mila, now there's Dorabana. It usually goes from Doraita to Rabana, not from nothing to Rabana. Overstate. That's what the Gemara says. Why not? Velo, v'haikadam midam ikare late buhum ila lusof it bay me'ila. for wine, obviously blood. Blood to begin with. There's no meal on blood. Right? And yet, after you've done the zrika, so, or when the animal becomes a korban, look at the Gemara example. Now we got a Mishnah. Dam bitchila ein moalin bo yatsa nacha kidron moalin. That's our Mishnah from a couple of days ago, right? What daf was it on Yud Aleph? Yesterday's daf. That the blood in the initial stage after you've done the zrika, there was no meila. Then when you put it into the nacha kidron and left the bet amikdash, we said there was meila. So we see there is a case. So Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu says no.
Did we give a reason for that?
Did we give a reason for that? Yesterday, did we answer why? We said that it was a Drabanan Isur, and in the Beit HaMikdash there was an Isur Drabanan. When it left the Beit HaMikdash, then we had the Gzairah of the Drabanan. That's what we said yesterday. We said, Lo Gaz Drabanan B'Mikdash. But while it was, when it left the Beit HaMikdash, then it became Isur Drabanan. So we said that there was an Isur at all, and when it left the Nachal Kidron, there was an Isur Drabanan, right? So Amri Hatam, Nami, it committed to me. So he said like this, no. Amri Hatam. Does Rashi say that? Right. So he says, Nami ikam ila mikar. He says, no, that's not a good example. Because with blood, there is me'ila dikara. Right? And what's the example over here? The Amar Rav. Rav gives an example. Hamake his dam. If you do bloodletting, lebehemat kochim, to an animal. This is amazing halacha to say. If you bloodlet to a kochim animal, to a korban, dedicated korban, asur b'hana'a mu'alimbo. So there we see there is blood, with blood, mi'kara d'oraita. Look at Rashi.
The blood.
The Gemara wanted to say, we see, is there such a thing where there's blood. So there's blood that the mi'kara ain mu'alimbo, and at the end there is me'ila d'rabanan. The Gemara says, no, that's a good answer, not a good answer. Because blood, mi'kara, there's isur d'oraita. Look at that's the Mishnah. Look here. Oto dam shehikiz asur b'hana mu'alin bo dechevan delo chazi dezrika. Look why. Look at Rashi. Why is this blood in Isur Doraita? Because since the blood that you're bloodletting is now no longer going to be in the animal when you do the korban, right? So it's not going to be part of the korban. It's not ra'u anymore for zrika. Because you've taken it out now. Look at this Rashi. Yeah? Chashiv kegufa de behema. It's considered part of the animal itself. It's actually part of the animal. Umo'alin bo. V'chevan de'it be'hai me'ila mi'ikara. Mishum hachi it be'hai me'ila nami la'achar shi'yatz le'nachal kidron. See that? It's amazing. He says, why is he, Robert? You want to see the reason why? Why the Chachamim goes on the blood after Nachal Kidron? Because of the blood before the animal is shechted is Isur Doraita. So when you see blood of a korban, you should know that it's asur. If we'd allow the blood that flowed out of the Beit HaMikdash to be used, you'd think that if you took blood from a korban before it was shechted, that it would be okay. So we go there after it leaves the Beit HaMikdash, in case you take blood from the animal before it was bringing the board as a korban. Amazing, eh? Right? Aval torin, de lo havia bahu me'ile me'ikara klal kasheli. But he left still with a kashia on the issue of the Torah. Because the blood, we've seen that there was me'ikara doraita. Ah, we understand why there's Rabban at the end. But a Torah, there's no Isur whatsoever beforehand. Where do we get this idea of? And that it's the Isur Rabbanan after the Rabbi Chizda asked the question. He says, Kashia to himself. The word leaves it as a Kashia. But nonetheless, Rabbi Chizda still seems to be of the opinion that you would agree that it's the Rabbanan, there would be an Isur Rabbanan even on the Torah. Like, let's move. Now, the Gemara says like this. Gufa, Amar Huna, Amar. Now, it's interesting that Amar Huna, Amar Rav, Shudna Mekubetze says it's not Rav. It says, Amar Huda, Amar Zeira. Okay, and this is the mission we just saw a second ago. Hamek is dalu behemat kochi masubana mu'alinbo. If you do blood, you do hakaza blood, you do bloodletting. So that blood is asur, you can't get hana from it, and there is me'ila. So now, Mati Ramim Nuna, Runa's got a quick question. I don't understand. Why is it blood asubana and me'ilimba? Chalav hamukdashin, ubeitse torin, milk that you take from a korban, from a kochim animal, ubeitse torin, or eggs that a tor lays. Lo nehenin v'lo mu'alin. What does the Mishnah say? Or the brighter there? Is it a Mishnah or a brighter?
Mishnah.
Right? It says, lo nehenin v'lo mu'alin. You can't get hana from it, but there's no me'ila. So why is the milk of the animal different to the blood of the animal? We take out the milk, there's no isur me'ila. It seems to be the same idea. Why when you bloodlet, is there isur hana'a and me'ila from the blood? Amalei. So what's his answer? This is, the Gemara answers him. Ki ka'amrinan legabe dam. What we said about dam is the lo mitkayemet below dam. An animal can't survive without blood. So therefore, it's part of it. See that Rashi there? The dam hua nefesh. That is the nefesh. That the animal is intrinsic to the animal. It's part of the animal. It was body. Below dam. Aval chalav. The kamekayme below chalav. Lo, but blood, but milk. Animal can live without milk, right? Hilchach ein malim bo. Therefore, it's not mila. It's not substantial. It's not material. It's to the animal's life. So namati rab mesharshia. Another kashia. Hazevil ve'aperish shebechatzir. So now the zevil, right, and the perish. So Rashi says, "Yashel kochim, shu bechatzir." That's in the yard. Basically, it's excrements and any of the like. Why does it say zevil and perish? What's the difference between zevil and perish?
One's new.
Okay. So one's basically okay. Thank you. One new, one fresh. That's what's missing, right? Shehu bechatzir. Rashi says, "Yahu adim mechol makom elad the dar kol yer bechatzir shel hegdesh lo anini v'lomani." Says it's anyway. The brighter just specifically said chatzir because that's where it normally is, right? So now ein neniv emwalin v'yiplu damel lishka. So now you shouldn't get a hana from it, but there's no meila. And if you v'yiplu damel lishka. Right? Look at Rashi over there. Okay, we'll see what that means in a second. So what's Amai? Why is Hachanami lo mekayim below perish? Why is there no me'ila? The animal can't exist without this perish. Now, what do you mean it can't exist without it? Look at Rashi. Shelo yeh ketzat perish b'ma'eha. Because it's always got to have a bit of this stuff in its intestine, in its inside. In other words, it's a working process. And it needs to have this perish inside its body. Because that's how the body works. It's always making this manure, so to speak. So it seems to be that even though that amount... The Gemara is asking a crazy question because we're discussing what's taken out the body, you can live without it. The Gemara seems to suddenly say, no, we always need a bit of it inside the body. Agreed, but we're discussing what's outside the body. But the Gemara doesn't want to get confused with that, right? It's good. The question is still a question. So we said, so therefore, you need a bit of it inside the body. So therefore, it should be like the body and have me'ila. Right, the Gemara says, "My Hachlan will make him Amrei." The Gemara says, "My area." Wait, is that a proof? Amrei is like a rhetorical sort of question. What are you talking about? Hadain perish, right? That perish that you're speaking about, demin al mekatle. It's not really like part of the body itself. It came from the outside. Azil hai ati achrina. This will come in. That basically the food that it eats, it causes perish. It will pass that on. It will make new ones. Right, now fukay dam as opposed to dam mi gufa. The dam is part of its body itself. Look at Rashi. Now fukay dam mi gufa shel behemahi shrei nivra ima hirchach bolibo. Bit difficult as well, right? Because it says the blood, it was created with the blood, but the blood as well. If you take out the blood, it'll make new blood. Huh? You know, we create blood again. Not like all the blood in our bodies will be made, but I think what the Gemara seems to be.
The extra is
food.
Stuff from
right,
outside.
From food, yeah, right, and then, the food we need, so then it should be mela, but we don't need it anymore once it's no longer food. Okay, so good, difficult. Okay, Gemara says haketani. However, what did we learn? We learned there lo nehenin v'lo mualin. Right, haketani lo nehenin v'lo mualin v'damav lelishka. And where does it? Amai haketani lo makam v'lo perish. Okay, that's the end of the sugar there. But,
if you can't
so the chachil you shouldn't get hana, but if you do this, it's na meila. It's like it's a gzera, the rabbana. Now the Mishnah, then the Bible says, "V'damav lelishka." What do you mean? The Gemara says, "Mesale Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Elazar, ko makom shemru chachamim kodesh ve'eno kadosh." That's exactly what you just said now. Right, damav yiplu lelishka. Look at Rashi. What does it mean? Kadosh ve'eno kadosh. Tahanu lo nehenin ve'lo moalin. Right, kadosh velo kadosh. You see that? It's kadosh, but it's not kadosh. Is it really kedusha? But it is kedusha. Don't get hana'ah, but if you do, you aren't over me'ila. If you do get hana'ah, then damav yiplu lishka. You're basically going to pay the lishka, the midash. Okay, let's go to time now. 20, okay, we've got a few minutes. Chelav ha-mugdashin, ubeitzei torin. This is, we saw this quote, this is Gemara brought as a kashia. So milk of the mugdashin, and beitzei torin, and eggs of a torin. Lo nehenim velo malin, right? So again, the chatchil, you shouldn't, if you do this, not eat it. Listen, but Marie, what are we speaking about? But kodshem izbeach. That's only with regards to kodshem izbeach, right? Korbanot. Look at Rashi, kodshem izbeach. To hoil v'chalav v'beitzim, enan ru'inim izbeach, hilchach ein marimim. Why? Because you can't bring the eggs, and you can't bring the... and you can't bring the milk to the mizbeach. So therefore, b'kodshem bedek habayit. But if it's which you donate to the Beit HaMikdash, not for the Mizbeach, but to the actual, to the Gizbar, to the treasures, Higdish tanagolet. If you were magdish a chicken, moalin ba. Right? There would be moalin ba. Moalin ba uba beit sata. You'd be me'ila on the chicken itself and on its eggs. Chamura, if you donated a female donkey, moalin ba uba chalva. You would be over me'ila. So the commission is saying that this exclusion of ein me'ila, right, to the milk and to the eggs, only applies to kosher mizbeach, not to kosher bedekabayit. Look at Rashi quickly. But kosher bedekabayit, hoil v'kdush damim, and it's kdusha damim. It's got monetary value, intrinsic value of asset. The kulan ruin the bedekabayit, and the eggs and the milk are all good for bedekabayit. Afilu mikdish b'tarnagol v'chole demualin bein bebeitzim bein bechalav. Okay, that's the Mishnah.
What good is the milk of the donkey?
Why the gizbar? They can use it to make coffee for the kohanim. They black can make cheese. Oh, the donkey, they can use it for manure. They can feed it to the other animals.
Okay.
They can feed it to their Goyish slaves.
Right.
They can sell it. Milk. No shortage of things to do with it. Okay. Elagabim is like Gemara said like this. Elagabim is bayach ki akdasha kedusha damim lo itba me'ila. So now the Gemara said like this. Okay. So that's very nice that you're telling me that... You know what? Look at the before we actually look in the Gemara. Look at the Rashi quickly first. Look at the Rashi quickly first. Aval bekodshe. I don't think the best way to do this. No, let's do the Gemara first. Sorry. Okay. Gemara gabe mizbeach. So now we made in the Mishnah a clear distinction. We said gabe mizbeach doesn't apply. But it's apply gabe kabayit. Gemara said, what's it? Gabe mizbeach ki agdusha kedusha damim lo it by meila. There seems to be kedusha damim as well. The Gemara wants to say. To the Beit HaMikdash, to the Mizbeach as well. So the Gemara says, "El Amar Papa, Chisure Mechshura B'Hachik." Let's have a read the Mishnah. The Mishnah is actually not so straightforward. There is a bit of a change in the Mishnah. It says, "In Bamedrim Umurim, what are we speaking about? Keshehigdish Kedushat Haguf Legabe Mizbeach. If you magdish the body for the Mizbeach as a korban, aval higdisho Kedushat Damim Legabe Mizbeach." What's Kedushat Damim mean? That I makdish this animal, I'm going to then sell this animal, and with this money, I'm going to buy korban. Right? That's what it means. So now, in a case like that, if you makdish a bird, and it had laid eggs, and you're going to sell the bird to bring a korban, so then the eggs that it laid would also be kedusha, because you're going to sell the eggs with the birds to bring a korban. That's what kedusha is. The Gemara says, "Bavenu kedusha kedusha kedushaguf legab mizbeach." Aval higdisho kedusha damim legab mizbeach. Right? Nase kemi shehigdisho lebedek habayit. Then it's as if you were magdish b'edek habayit. And what's the din there? Higdish ta'negolet mo'alin ba'u beit beitzata. Chamora mo'alin ba'u b'chava. Then it will make no difference. Then the birds and the eggs, the donkey and the milk would all be kochin and be me'ila. Ya'alak yishu b'edek habayit. Ya'alak yishu b'edek habayit. Ya'alak yishu b'edek habayit.